This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Alice has just brought in the most delicious Christmas chocolates, but one of those, like, you know, where you need a key and a graph to show you which chocolate you've picked. Good decision.
See, I just went random. I didn't mind, but you guys were like hovering over the key.
I think this shows a lot about personality. I was like, I need to make the best decision, most informed choice.
It's like, I'm really happy, you guys. It's really good.
I chose you that one.
You did, thank you.
Raspberry and caramel. Yeah.
Raspberry caramel. How good is that?
So good. Right, okay.
Anyway,
SJ, you talk in 2 minutes.
Okay, we're talking about awkward wedding moments because there are loads of them. So I'm going to tell Luke's story because he's got his mouth full. He said he was at a wedding on the weekend and there was a point where the groom and bride's parents, you know, stand up and go, yes, we give permission to give away these people. They're going to lead a happy life, blah, blah, blah. We endorse this union type thing.
Right.
The dad, the little page boy, went up to the father of the bride?
Father of the groom. So basically the page boy was...
I'm going to eat my chocolate now while you're talking.
You do it. The page boy was his grandson, right? So he grabbed granddad and said,
"Yeah,
need to go." The kid was clearly needed to go to the bathroom, was kind of running around a little bit, being a bit silly. So the granddad took the kid, went to the bathroom. So during the wedding ceremony. Anyway, they did the whole thing, like you said. They stood up and said, parents now have to say... we do to, like, confirm the wedding or whatever.
And the dad was still in the bathroom.
The dad was still off with the kids somewhere.
So he's nowhere to be seen.
So the mother stood up and the parents of the bride stood up and they all said, we do, but the dad was nowhere to be seen.
Awkward.
And we all, we all looked and we sort of like, oh, crap. And it sort of was one of those things where I think I could see the mother of the groom kind of going, should I tell them to wait? Like, should I stop it? But it's the wedding. I don't want to, like, interrupt the wedding ceremony. It's all moving along very nicely and very clearly. And
couldn't they have a dance break or something? It's like,
that's,
I don't know.
That's very common in ceremonies. Too. Yeah. And now, break dance.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, and it was such a perfect day.
Yeah.
It's such a perfect wedding. It was
except
the only tiny blemish on the day. And you know what? It wasn't that bad, I suppose. But I felt bad for the dad.
Yeah.
I felt bad that he wasn't there to say
that is
we do with his son getting married up there. You know,
that
just
is
poor timing.
Nothing in the general scheme of awkward wedding moments.
Yeah.
That is nothing. I can top that.
Okay.
My friend's wedding.
Yes.
One of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
Married groomsmen.
He was married, yes.
Shagged one of the bridesmaids. Oh.
Infidelity at a wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
bad.
Then another wedding I went to, one of the straight bridal party dudes, after a couple of drinks, you know, because it only takes 6 Heinekens to turn a straight guy into, you know,
wandering. He was a spaghetti man.
He was definitely very touchy-feely with the blokes.
Yeah, he was only straight until he gets hot and wet.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But he was one of those, like, quite conservative straight guys as well. So it was obviously, like, he let loose once he'd had a couple of drinks and was kind of, you know, exploring his inner real him.
Yeah.
And we kind of, like, afterwards you're going, do you bring anything up or do you just leave it? Like, because it would be wonderful to support him. If that's his journey, then let him know that it's okay to be that guy if he wants to be that guy, you know?
But then you might have a backlash from that as well.
Exactly. And he kept, like, he was a proper, like, womanizer, you know? Like, so anyway, those are my wedding awkward moments. If you've got any that can top that, because I don't think Luke's is that awkward.
It's not that bad.
That bad. Groomsmen shagging a bridesmaid.
That's bad.
So bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. Thank you very much to Amanda, who texted in saying that she was at a wedding a couple of months ago and the bride fell over during the first dance.
Oh no.
It sounds like one of those really awkward moments, you know, where the guy's trying to be really romantic and kind of, like, dips the woman backwards and she does, like, a bit of a back lean.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was a large-ish woman and he obviously leant her too far and they both kind of toppled over.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
Of course you should laugh.
No. It's pretty bad. I mean, I think though, SJ, no one can top yours, which is the the groomsman sleeping with the bridesmaid.
The married groomsman.
Yes.
The bridesmaid,
that's,
yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, not a great story, but, you know, like, that's a difficult one to beat, I think.
That's, yeah. It was very Bold and the Beautiful, kind of soap opera-tastic, isn't it? It's really? See, does that actually happen?
Yeah. I don't like weddings, though, because I'm a crier. I cry. It's like my sister's wedding, I was awful because I didn't like the guy she was marrying.
But, no.
And they're divorced now, so it's okay.
Did they ask does anyone object to this wedding question?
Yeah. It was like, and you could see all my family side going,
No, they didn't ask that on Saturday. They didn't ask that one.
No, yeah, we didn't. Well, actually, no, our guy did ask.
It was a bit different, though. I think because it wasn't a pastor, I think it was someone else.
Celebrant-y,
I don't know how it works. Celebrant, yeah. Because they didn't. What I liked on Saturday, they didn't do the whole marriage is between a man and a woman thing.
Good.
Like, they didn't say that.
Yeah, that's
which
good.
Is nice.
But they,
you know,
they legally have to. They say that in Australia.
Yeah, they do. But in this case, they didn't say it at all. So obviously, it was a different type of
celebrant.
Yeah. Yep. So that was really nice. Mm. I liked that because obviously, you know, I was like gay best friend sitting right here. Yeah. So, you know, I think.
Because if you do the official, if you need a marriage certificate, because do you remember Joy, who is one of the lesbian presenters on Joy, who's
Spirit Lounge.
Yes. Yeah. And she's an Anglican priest.
Yep.
Yes.
She married us in Melbourne. And obviously, like, everyone from Joy's there. And we were like, we really don't want you to have to say that bit because it's not true. Like, we want, you know, we want marriage to be for everyone. Yeah. She's like, I have to legally say that for you to get married. And I was like, well, can we at least say something beforehand? Like, Sarah and Phil don't agree with this,
yeah.
But I have to say that. And so she did. But it's still such an awkward moment where you're going like, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I was there for that ceremony, which was really nice.
Thanks.
And I cried.
Did you cry at my wedding?
Of course I did.
Oh.
I cried at all weddings.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen people as well do the whole, like, put a piece of paper, like almost like a warning on the door as you go in, saying at some point during the ceremony, they're going to say between man and a woman, but we don't agree with that.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a brochure they hand out to make sure people don't feel bad about it. Because, yeah, it's crap that they have to say that.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully that law will change soon.
Oh, well, look. I mean, I think it will change definitely in the next parliament. But until then. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.